KSRO. The state of mental health in California may be at an all-time low, but perhaps help is on the way. A new federal law is making its way through Congress, working towards bringing about some of the nation's health laws in line with current science and medical knowledge, and that bill would overhaul the mental health system as well. Boy, do we ever need that. Joining us in studio is Dr. Bob Casanova, who has a practice here in Santa Rosa and is the incoming president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Melanie. It's president-elect, incoming president-elect.
Okay, well, thank you for correcting me on that.
Not a problem.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you specialize.
Well, I have a private practice here in Santa Rosa. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work with individuals, couples, adolescents, and men's issues, addictions. And I facilitate a weekly men's group that's been meeting for over 20 years.
Okay, so your whole thrust, your whole point of being here with us this morning is that we really need some help here in Sonoma County.
Exactly. We're fortunate in Sonoma County. The Press Democrat recently articulated well the unmet needs, the great unmet needs for mental health services in our community. Also, we're fortunate and we have very progressive and aware legislators such as Congressman Mike Thompson, State Senator Mike McGuire, Assemblyman Jim Wood, and County Supervisor Shirley Zane, who are all strong proponents of improved mental health services for our county.
You know, we hear a lot that the problem with the mental health situation in California started back in the 80s with Ronald Reagan when he was president or governor, and he released or closed a bunch of the mental health facilities. Is that just a myth, or is that where the problem sort of started for California?
Well, I think it's contextual to a lot of issues. And I think the recent and current trend in legislation has been an awareness that more services are needed. And recently, Assemblyman Jim Wood introduced Assembly Bill 1863, which would sort of unravel some of the restrictions that didn't allow licensed marriage and family therapists to serve certain classifications of Medi-Cal patients. The association I'm president-elect of is the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, and we, among other things besides providing continuing education opportunities and conferences, help promote legislation. So we're really supportive of Assemblyman Jim Wood's legislation, which he introduced.
One of the things that I've noticed here in California, especially for adolescents, there's so little help that's available for them, and to get proper diagnosis, to get treatment, you know, to even get them involuntarily held for 72 hours, you know, is a difficult process and one that parents have a really hard time wrapping their brains around and getting a hold of this monster, this gorilla, especially if you have a troubled teenager. It affects every aspect of your life.
It certainly does. It's a vexing developmental stage. According to Eric Erickson, who's one of the founding fathers in developmental psychology, this stage of development for adolescents is called identity versus role confusion, with the developmental task essentially being that existential question of who am I? So, you know, they check the values that they grew up with, and sometimes they check the other side of those values. You know, it's not unlike a police officer's child to be in offices like mine or a therapist's child who might want to consider hurting themselves. So it's just how far out they go. And it's really important, I think, for parents who are, you know, stressed with work and other activities to really come together and form that united front to help the child understand there's limits and boundaries and reciprocal relationships. And these are important milestones in adolescent development.
And just to piggyback on Mel's point, it takes the coordination of so many different types of organizations, the police, hospitals, people like you, and how do you just reform that so everybody works together?
Well, in Sonoma County, there are many agencies that work well together. Prior to my experience here with the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, I was on the board of Social Advocates for Youth, which is really a very good organization for coordinating mental health services. They provide ability to pay counseling, and of course they have the recent Dream Center, which opened over here on Hoenn. And that's a real good agency to start with. If parents don't know what to do, you can always call SAY.
Oh, how do they get a hold of SAY?
It's in the phone book, but I don't have the number off the top of my head.
Okay, well, we'll look it up online, and all we'll right. post it on our
website. Social Advocates for Youth.
Social Advocates for Youth. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Bob Casanova, who has a practice right here in Santa Rosa, and we're very proud that you took the time and opportunity to share your information with us here at the studio.
Thank you for having me, Melanie.